we have now been joined in the studio by Eric Frost, which was previously advertised, but he also brought a friend, and he's a good friend of all of us here, actually.
That's
Bill
for
Hansen
sure.
Bill Hansen has joined Eric.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Hi, Radio Land, now that our mic is on.
Yeah.
And say something. Go ahead. Something, Bill. We need to know that you're
here. Oh, hi. Yeah. Glad to be here. Nice to see you guys.
It's going to be fun to hear you guys, too. So, I mean.
Well, it's an honor to be on the Roadhouse, especially with the full-time hosts here.
Yeah, the veterans.
So, yeah.
Pros.
I'll tell you. Doesn't get much better than this.
No. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and I've kind of my heart has moved toward the acoustic string world and a little bit away from the electric dance music, although, you know, as I
said, that's a pretty wild thing to keep up, you know, as you get more mature.
I don't know, it doesn't slow them down. They're all older than me.
No, no, it keeps you young, actually. So, and you guys do young music, too, so
No, it's fun. You know, fun. I just love playing with Eric. It's really where my heart is now. So,
well, thanks, Bill.
Yeah,
You have actual friends, plural friends too, don't you? I mean, more than
we
one
do.
Friend.
Yeah. And tonight, in fact, we're gonna play as a quartet tonight. We'll have obviously Bill and me will be at the tavern. And then we'll also be joined by Travis Wickwire on bass and Mr. Jim Elverhoy on harmonica. So it'll be a fun night. We don't normally get to play as a quartet, or at least not in this kind of quartet setting. So it'll be really fun. And it's always great to play with Jimbo and Trav. Keeps everything nice.
When you
nice
say bass, is that not a bass guitar?
It'll be a bass guitar. Yep. So not the big doghouse.
Okay.
Those are really tough to travel with, especially in the winter.
I wondered about that.
What time do you play tonight? What do you start?
Well, we'll probably start right around 9 o'clock.
Geez, that
perhaps
only gives
a little
me a
earlier.
Half an hour, Dick.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, yep. You got to be in bed by 9:30.
Yeah.
So that's why we're blessed to have them here. We get to listen to the music and then go to bed at a reasonable hour.
We're very lucky.
Yeah, but for those of you who are just getting ready, you should come down to the tavern tonight and see us.
Your winter's been busy, I'm assuming.
Winter has been really busy. And I think I can speak for Bill as well, but I think we're playing some of the best music of our careers, and it's just been really fun, you know, and Cook County is just such an awesome place to be able to be a musician. The number of gigs as well as the number of visitors that get to come see us, it never has a chance to become stale, because essentially, you know, we do have our core of friends and fans who come out to see us every night, groupies, sure. But at the same time, you know, we get to introduce our music to a lot of new people, just about every time we play. So it's really fun. It keeps it fresh. It keeps it exciting. And, we're always learning new stuff. And,
That was my question. I always learn new stuff. Now, you've been playing for quite a few years here now, and obviously developing yourself, your repertoire and so on. How has that changed over the years?
Well, I guess it's gotten a lot easier,
because you know so many more.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I think Bill and I think at last tally, we have, well over 100 tunes that we can draw from. And so, on any given night, there may be a couple of tunes that we play every time that we play, but at the same time, we kind of have this big back catalog that we can say, oh yeah, we haven't played that one in a while, and we should dust that one off and
How many years ago did you first go public as musician, as performers?
Well, I've been performing most of my life, and Bill has as well, but Bill,
well,
and
how
I,
many songs did you have at your that you in your repertoire at your first gig?
That's that. Hard we had enough to fill the gig. and no more. You know, we were glad that we didn't get pulled out to an encore or anything like that. But you know, as time goes by, you just kind of you hear new things or you get inspired to write a new tune, and yeah, it's always evolving. And,
I think we better hear some music, huh, Buck?
Yeah,
we're ready.
Yeah, we can play a tune.
Go to B flat.
What are we doing?
Let's do soul shine.
All right, here we go.
Cloudy day, when the stars is shining bright and you feel like you've lost your way, when those candlelights at home burn so very far away, well, you got to let your soul shine, just like my daddy used to say, soul shine, it's better than sunshine, it's better than moonshine, and it's damn sure better than rain. And the people don't mind, y'all get this way sometimes. Got to let your soul shine, shine to the break of day. Grew up thinking that I had it made, gonna make it on my own. Life can take the strongest man and make him feel so alone. Now and then I feel a cold wind blowing through my aching bones. I think back to what my daddy said. He said, boy, in this darkness before the dawn, let your soul shine. It's better than sunshine, it's better than moonshine, and it's damn sure better than rain. And the people don't mind, y'all get this way sometimes. Got to let your soul shine, shine to the break of day. Woman has robbed him of his very soul. Woman too, Lord knows I can feel like this. And when your world seems cold, you got to let your spirit take control. Soul shine, it's better than sunshine, it's better. Damn sure better than rain. And the people don't mind, y'all get this way sometimes. Got to let your soul shine, shine to the break of day. Break a day.
just accompanied by Bill Hansen on the dobro. Very nice. You really let your soul shine there, Eric.
Thanks a lot. Thanks. That's a song I started singing in way back in high school, and had forgotten about it for a long time. And then we were getting set to try and figure out some new material for a New Year's Eve gig that we played. And I forgot about that one.
That's a great song, great chorus. I mean, thanks. You know, the soul shine and the moonshine.
I can't take credit for it, but
Old Almond Brothers tune.
There. Yeah,
is that what that was?
Yeah, Mr. Okay. Warren Haynes wrote that one.
That's very, very nice.
Yeah, I like that a lot. You know, I know we're talking a lot about music, but I had another topic that I'd like to hit on real briefly. I'm looking right at Bill.
Yeah.
And the reason I want to is it's just because we spend a lot of our outdoor time on lakes around here, whether we're skiing, snowmobiling, fishing.
I have a feeling I know where this is going.
Yeah, you know where it's going.
I have a bad feeling about this.
We won't spend a lot of time with this, but I have fallen through the ice on two different occasions.
Yeah, me too.
And it happened with you this year, Bill. Maybe you can tell a little bit about it and we can...
Well, I fell through the ice with my good friend Joyce Cleese, so that was kind of nice. It was good. She's a registered nurse and a very calm individual, and that was helpful. Both of us kept our heads and we helped each other out, and it wasn't too bad. You know, it's always a little nerve-wracking when you're swimming around
what
in there.
What time of the year and where?
Well, it was in December when the lakes first froze on Caribou Lake, and we were out way out in the middle and all by ourselves. So luckily, we hadn't arranged to skate together, and when I got there to go skating, I thought I was going to be skating just in a frozen bay there, and then I realized when I got there that the whole lake was frozen, and so I headed out and went over to the Larsons, chatted with them for a little bit, and then I saw Joyce going by, and so I said, well, I'll go catch up with her. So I skated across, and I even said to her, we said to each other when we got together and we're old friends, I said, you know, it's probably better if you're with somebody when you're skating around out here. And she was
not
like, yeah.
To each other either.
And a few minutes later, we were swimming, and there were some thin spots, and we actually had seen them and were avoiding them, but we fell into a deep conversation, and we were talking about politics, local politics, and kind of had our heads together, and we're avidly discussing something, just skated right onto thin ice, and down we went. So, but we were able to get out and get back in good order, no hypothermia, no frostbitten appendages. So,
what was the temperature like?
It was a cold day. It was single digits and windy. Yeah. So,
cold December. Eric, have you got any advice for your old buddy here?
Be careful.
don't leave your ice picks at home.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah,
it's not something you would seek out. I'll tell you that.
No.
It's kind of unpleasant, but. But luckily we...
I always wonder, what's it like swimming with skates?
Yeah, not good. That's part of the problem.
Yeah, I would think.
But it was... It does when you're... I always say when you're, you know, 7 or 8 minutes away from death, it definitely gets your attention.
Yeah, man. Well, we had the guy sitting across the table last week, Lonnie, who faced those things up on...
Yeah. He does that on a daily basis, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, when I went in that time, I had my skis on.
Yeah.
And
I've done that, too.
I remember Art Madsen talking about an old beaver trapping incident he had, and he says, just slide out on your back.
Yeah.
And then the ice won't break in front of you because... you spread out your weight better, and it was great advice because I just popped right back out.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Just heard that. For folks out there.
If swimming with skates is difficult, swimming with skis must
really be. Well, you don't do too much swimming. that's other than to keep your head above water. Yeah. That's about it, yeah. Well, I just wanted to, while we had you in the studio.
We should probably write a song about it.
Yeah.
Don't fall through the ice.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm sure Eric would
be
happy.
That's up to you, Bill.
I'm glad to be here, though. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose we should get back to what we're really talking about, and that's great music here in Cook County.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we are blessed with an abundance of great musicians and venues to play. You know, it's so wonderful to be able to play as often as all of us are, and you know, I feel so. And thankful.
This little studio here is another blessing, too. You know,
indeed
to have
you do.
This for music, all the different musicians
part
we've
of
had
it.
In here, is, mm-hmm. it's very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, we're going to be on TV.
Very exciting.
Yeah. And that just is a symptom of the renown that the Cook County music scene is getting, is that the playlist from Duluth, the public radio television show, came up and recorded performances by three Cook County groups, Eric and I, and Push and Chain, which is Bump mm-hmm. Blomberg and mm-hmm. Adam Moe, and the Splinter Tones. And they'll mm-hmm. be on starting our segment will be on February 26th. They'll be on three separate shows.
Oh,
they
really?
Told us, and they didn't know the dates beyond that, but check your local schedule.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three separate shows means a lot of exposure.
I heard her interviewed here. What was it, Karen Sunderman? Is mm-hmm. it?
That's yeah, right. The host. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, she really extolled the virtues of the music scene up here. Yeah. Uh-huh. But there was some suggestion that they might try to pull it all together into a Cook County night, too. That would be
well, that was bantered about, but I think their editing crew kind of... that might not have been cleared by them.
She'd like to do that in the future, do an annual, you know, because there's so many musicians. I mean, to pick three is sort of random, you know. Nothing saying those are the best.
Well, they cherry picked. They picked the best.
Well, no, they did. I mean,
you know,
there's so many great musicians that, you know, when we were chosen, it was kind of like, well, geez, us. Like, well, have you talked to these other people?
Karen's a buddy of mine, so there might have been a little.
But it was really exciting. It was cool. You know, we had a packed house in Papa Charlie's on a Tuesday night for the filming of it, and it was a little disorienting having, I think there were seven cameras, you know, and one was on a, you know, one of those big giant booms that was just kind of floating around my head.
Wow.
And I didn't really notice that one until I got off stage, and I asked a friend of mine who we were watching Pushing Chain, and I said, geez, what's that crazy camera floating around my head? And they were like, oh, yeah. Oh, okay, well, I'm glad I didn't notice it, because that would have been really distracting.
So it was a different level of pressure than you feel here at the Roadhouse?
So. Well, you know, it actually felt really comfortable. We had played the playlist prior to that, and we had done it down in Duluth at their studio, and... you know, I think that one was a little bit more nerve-wracking, simply because it was an unfamiliar setting, and, you know, we didn't really have control over the sound, whereas, you know,
songs.
Papa Charlie's, we have the wonderfully talented Jerry Levine, who runs the house sound for Papa Charlie's, mm-hmm. and, you know, knows what Bill and I like, and kind of knows what to expect and how to mix it, and... you know, if it sounds like it did coming out of the monitors on stage, if that translates to television, we were really happy with it.
Good.
So that's good.
Oh, that's
great. That'll be publicized somehow. I mean, I'm sure the information will be available here.
Yeah, I hope.
Here.
And then if you don't catch it on air, you can go to the playlist website anytime after
you
the air
can
date,
watch
and it'll
it
be
on.
There forever. Yeah.
Right.
So.
Right. So yeah, I said the last time that we played the playlist, I looked it up, you know, where right before we were going on, and it had something like 224 views, and I was like, oh man, I bet my mom accounts for at least 130 of those.
And my mom and the others.
Yeah.
Good for moms.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Well, we should let you guys warm up a little bit more with some music.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, we'll play a song we've been playing out lately.
Bill's waiting to hear
a
what
song
it is.
Called a song called Traveling Alone.
It's a new one.
And,
great song.
Yeah, it's written by a guy named Jason Isbell, who has been getting a ton of press lately, and is he won a whole bunch of awards for this record. This was his first record.
Where is he from?
He is from, well, he's from Muscle Shoals, or at least you know, down in Alabama somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started the Drive By Truckers, and this was off of his first solo album, and I just love singing it. I think it's and Bill got to play it at his daughter's wedding, so holds special memories for him as well. So here we go.
time of year. They're closing the highway down, and they don't even warn the town. And I've been fighting second gear for 15 miles or so, trying to beat the angry snow. And I know every town worth passing through, but what good does knowing do with no one to show it to? And I've grown tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. Won't you ride with me? Won't you ride with me? Won't you ride? Won't you ride? And I quit talking to myself, listening to the radio a long, long time ago. Damn near strangled by my appetites, Ybor City on a Friday night, couldn't even stand upright. So high the street girls wouldn't take my pay, she said come see me on a better day, and she just danced away. And I've grown tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. Won't you ride with me? I've grown tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. Won't you ride with me? Won't you ride? Won't you ride?
Frost and Bill Hansen. It was a great wedding tune.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, that was my new son-in-law's choice, so it shows good taste on his part.
Yeah. When was the wedding, Bill?
August, like 10th, okay. I think. August 10th, 11th, something like that. Right? Yeah, bad time for a kid of mine to get married in Montana, but my first ever vacation in August. Yeah. It was fun. Only had one disastrous power failure at Sawmill while I was gone, so that's not too bad.
You had pretty good employees holding the fort down.
Yeah, yeah. We planned for it for a long time, and it was a really fun wedding. Oh, my gosh. Oh, so much fun. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember seeing some pictures of that.
Yeah, it was awesome. They did it at his grandmother's house, and she's a Montana pioneer, 82 years old or something like that. The day we arrived, she had just gotten back from huckleberry picking up on the mountainside and was splitting wood as we rolled in.
So you bring her into the lodge, she can help you put up wood.
Oh yeah, she's as tough as nails and just a great. So it was really fun to see her lifestyle, her cabin, and good connection of the families. So.
Yeah.
Good music.
You know, you guys were talking earlier about, you know, all the venues in Cook County, and you mentioned Hovland Town Hall. When I was young here, we only had basically two venues, Hovland Town Hall and Colville Town Hall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And other than that, that was the parties.
They're still there.
I mean, they're still there. Yeah. But now there's so many places to play out.
Yeah, there really are. Yeah,
and I think a new one pretty soon, Voyager Brewing, is. I think we'll have music in their tap room.
That's, oh, really?
That's the plan. That's what they tell me. Yeah.
Yeah. I can neither confirm nor deny, but that was part of the original plan, but I haven't heard, you know, whether or not that's truly a good.
They haven't hired us yet.
Right. Okay. Well. Yeah, we're not booked there yet, so
keep your foot in the door.
Oh, I've had my foot in the door.
We had a group of us trying to put together a short play festival, and trying to find a venue for that was not easy.
Yeah.
And one of the places mentioned was the Voyager Brewery, so yeah. maybe they'll have, I don't know, we'll look at it and see.
I hope.
Yeah, it was sure nice to see that building when I came into town in December.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Yeah.
Watch it come out of nowhere. Huh?
Yeah, just, for me it did. That's for sure.
It's a great addition, and I wish them all the best. I hope they'll be successful.
But they kind of go hand in hand to have the musicians we have in Cook County. You have to have places to play, and they've both grown.
Right. Yeah, it's uber nurturing.
Yeah.
Oh man, there's some fancy words there. Do you know what he's? Yo, you can explain it later.
Okay. I'll play it later, Buck.
Okay. Good. Thanks. We do have time for another tune.
Okay.
Great.
Well,
do Winter Till the Fourth.
Okay.
It's one of Frosty's tunes that I like a lot.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Winter Till the Fourth of July.
Yeah. I played this. I played this. I think on the last pledge drive. I wrote the bridge on my way into town right at Cutface. I pulled off and, it kind of struck like a semi bolt of lightning. But I'd been bouncing this song around for quite a while, and it just needed something else. And, the last time I played here at WTIP was the first time ever. So we'll do it again. And, here we go. This one's called Winter Till the Fourth. Working soft in the morning, I try to let you sleep. I'll muffle my footsteps where the floorboards creak. Oh, rain is rising and the robin's back home. Months of winter, I'm still warm to the bone. So take me back, return me to the sound of muscle shoals, dancing here with you. We could dance until daylight, oh, and drink till we're dry. Muscles.
shoals, dancing here with you. We could dance until daylight, oh, and drink till we're dry. It could be winter till the 4th of July.
That's Eric Frost singing his own tune, accompanied by Bill Hansen. And I'm not sure that's what our listeners wanted to hear right at this time of year. Well. But that was a great song.
They can't take the truth, and they
yeah,
and heck with them.
And yeah. I also want to say that it's the first time we've heard Muscle Shoals mentioned twice.
Twice in one breath. I know. As I was singing that chorus, I was like, man, I just mentioned Muscle Shoals. So go figure, right?
Very influential.
Yeah, yeah, indeed.
Can you tell us, tell the folks out there again, where you're going to be tonight and tomorrow?
Sure. Yeah, tonight, Bill and I are going to be part of a quartet, part of the Spruce Roots up at the Gunflint Tavern, starting around maybe a little bit before 9 o'clock. And then tomorrow, Saturday, we start at 4 o'clock at Mogul's Grill and Tap Room in Lutzen and play there till 6. And then we pack up and head up the road to Cascade Pub from 7 to 9. And then on our way home, we'll probably catch Cloud Cult at Papa Charlie's. So we've got a weekend full of music. Yep. By ourselves and others.
Skating or skiing this weekend, Bill? Doesn't oh, yeah. sound like it.
Yeah, in the mornings. Those are nice, you know, when you're done at 9. That's not too onerous. It's a little tougher when you're done at 1.
And, right.
Yeah.
But
a little longer.
For musicians of a certain age, as yes, you pointed exactly. out earlier.
Yeah, and you used to have a pretty good drive.
Yeah, yeah, it is a good drive. Time. Although I can go from Grand Marais, I go the back way across the grade, and it's okay. beautiful, and it's certainly not much traffic. Although there was a ton of traffic on the way down. I met six different trucks and like weird trucks, like semis.
They're all heading for the tavern.
Huh. I don't know what's going
that's
on.
Right.
Any wildlife lately out there?
Last night I saw an ermine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
And that's always fun. Yeah, yeah. They're tiny. They look like, know. You know, but it was that was cool. That's really the only wildlife I've seen in about 3 weeks. So
interesting.
But that's always fun to see an ermine.
Yeah. Well, we want to thank you guys for taking the time to join us tonight and your busy schedule.
Yeah. We want to thank you for inviting us and letting us play.